A few days ago, Mayor Paul Todd of Kalamazoo returned from New York, where he attended the annual session of the United States Conference of Mayors. Mr. Todd has been kind enough to join me before the microphone tonight to give our listeners his impressions of this conference and some of the things which he heard while he was there. Well, Mayor Todd, suppose you begin by giving us your general impression of this conference.
Well, this year's Conference of Mayors, held in New York City with Mayor O'Dwyer as host, was highly entertaining and very pleasant from a social standpoint. New York probably being able to outdo almost any other city in the United States in entertainment. However, there were many serious talks regarding such rather universal problems as housing, municipal financing, taxation, and general economic prospects.
What were some of the highlights of the convention from your point of view, Mayor Todd?
Well, among the most impressive things were the tours which permitted the mayors and other city officials to see the enormous housing projects being erected in New York for low-income families. Conversations which I had with some of the New York officials, and particularly the police, indicated that New York, probably like other large cities, has slum problems entirely different from anything that Kalamazoo now has or will have in the foreseeable future. I was told by a member of our official police escort that although the police get good cooperation in most of New York City, there are two sections, Harlem at around 125th Street and a section of the Bronx, where they get very little cooperation from the people and do not attempt to do much policing except routine patrolling of the streets and answering calls. They're seldom called in these districts unless there's a body to be disposed of.
What did you learn about housing, Mayor Todd?
The workings of the Housing and Home Finance Agency were described in detail by Raymond Foley, administrator. It seems easy to see that the need for government-financed low-income housing is much greater in the very congested areas of large cities like New York than it is in Kalamazoo. In New York, there are 2 million people living on Manhattan Island alone. I happened to see quite a bit of the city manager of Madison, Wisconsin, who was representing his city in the necessary absence of their mayor. This city has made application for over 100 units of low-income housing in connection with a proposed redevelopment project. They appear to have the same problem there that we have here in connection with redevelopment, because Madison, like Kalamazoo, has no continuous slum areas. City Manager Howell of Madison said that he believed they would abandon the redevelopment program, but would undertake some low-income housing. The matter was referred to a citizens' committee, and they already have a local housing authority for this purpose. One of the highlights of the conference was a very interesting talk by the Honorable Jay Velt, the Netherlands Minister of Housing and Reconstruction. I believe many of us in Kalamazoo consider the Netherlands to be one of the strongholds of old-fashioned democratic capitalism. However, it is interesting to know that the land reclaimed by the Dutch government through the filling in of the sea and the building of dikes is never sold by the government. It is only leased. The Dutch government requires that families leasing this land must maintain it continually in as good condition as when they first leased it. The general rule which the government tries to have observed, and which the people apparently try to observe, is leave the land better than you found it.
Well, now, were there some other discussions of international problems, Mayor Todd?
Yes, there was a highly interesting talk by the scientific editor of the New York Times, Mr. William Lawrence, on the atomic bomb and the threat to civilization resulting from the perfection of the atomic bomb and the suggestion of a hydrogen bomb. It appeared to be the present opinion of the United States military authorities and of the leading scientists that the hydrogen bomb is not definitely known to be possible. Mr. Lawrence referred to the continual deterioration of our supplies of uranium, and in a somewhat humorous note, he remarked that from the standpoint of the problem of the atomic bomb, we were all born 2 billion years too soon, as the radioactivity of uranium will cause the active type to disappear from the Earth after 2 billion years.
What did you learn about civilian defense? We've been hearing a lot about that and reading a lot about it in the newspapers, Mayor Todd.
There was a very enlightening talk by Dr. Paul Larson of the National Securities Board. He gave good arguments to indicate that it is impractical to expect the great centers of population like New York to save themselves from the threat of the atomic bomb and the possible threat of the hydrogen bomb through decentralization. It appears quite definite that decentralization as a solution to the safety problem resulting from the threat of the hydrogen bomb would not be a practical solution because of the very complicated nature of this kind of a solution.
I understand that your conference heard a talk by the administrator of the ECA, Mr. Paul Hoffman.
Yes, this was probably the most interesting of all the talks. Mr. Hoffman declared it to be his belief that the Russian power, as a great and threatening world power, would break up during his lifetime because of the dissatisfaction on the part of the Eastern European nations now behind the Iron Curtain, and on account of increasing dissatisfaction by the great masses of people within Russia itself, resulting from the hardships imposed by the Asiatic despotism, which calls itself the Russian government and enforces its rule mainly through a ruthless secret police. He stated, however, that it will be necessary for this country to be willing to increase its imports from Europe by at least $400 million per year and to cut down on its exports to Europe by around $1 billion per year, in addition to continuing temporarily the Marshall Plan aid. Mr. Hoffman does not believe that this reduction in exports to Europe by $1 billion and the increase in imports by about half that amount should involve any important economic difficulties for the United States.
Well, now, turning to the lighter side of the conference, Mayor Todd, I wonder if you attended that reception at the home of Mayor and Mrs. O'Dwyer that we've been reading about in the papers and magazines.
Yes, I did, and it was a most pleasant occasion. It was a perfect day. The Gracie Mansion, which the O'Dwyers occupy and which has the name of one of the distinguished former owners of that home, is at a tip of Manhattan Island overlooking what is called Hell Gate, where three tides, one coming from the Hudson through the Harlem River, another down along the Sound, and one up the East River, come together. It is a very difficult place to navigate ships, and they say that if a person falls off a sailing boat or a yacht, it's almost impossible to swim in these waters. I had the pleasure of meeting Mr. and Mrs. O'Dwyer and found them both very gracious. Mrs. O'Dwyer, a particularly gracious host, very charming. We were entertained by one of the leading bands flown from Mexico just for the occasion. They sang Mexican songs and played Mexican music. Almost all the delegates were there, and it was very enjoyable.
Well, thank you very much, Mayor Todd, for joining me tonight to tell us something about your experience at the United States Conference of Mayors.